This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg. Good morning. In Syria today, human rights groups are reporting that government tanks are at the outskirts of the city of Hama, and arrests are being made. Tens of thousands demonstrated peacefully there on Friday. Yesterday, Syria's president fired the provincial governor there. NPR's Deborah Amos is one of a small group of Western journalists being allowed to report from Syria under government supervision. She joins us now from Damascus. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Susan.
You've been there for a little over a week. What is the mood like there in Damascus?
Susan, you get the sense here that the government believes it now has the upper hand, and they'll be the ones to manage and set the pace of reforms. Officials appear more confident that they can get through this crisis. There's been some limited concessions to the opposition. Syrian television now shows some of the protests on Friday. I just came back this morning from another opposition meeting. These are so-called independents. One of them is a member of Syria's parliament. On Friday, we were taken by the government to see a protest in a Damascus suburb, and the security forces were not present. We were allowed to interview protesters. Also on Friday, there were mass rallies across the country in support of the regime. In Damascus, Syrians are going out again to dinner, to bars. They're now settling into uncertainty in this country that's been stable for years.
And what about the opposition, the mood there, the people who are organizing the street protests?
Well, they claim that Friday was the largest protest yet, and this is after weeks of deaths and arrests. Yeah. The videos uploaded on YouTube showed that the largest rally was in the city of Hama. That's about 3 hours' drive from Damascus. There, people demanded the downfall of the regime. It was also a party atmosphere, as was the pro-rally. The protesters carried a 10,000-foot flag through town. This was a direct challenge to the pro-regime demonstrations, because they also carried a big, long flag. And in Hama, residents were celebrating the departure of security forces and the army. They withdrew 3 weeks ago. It's not altogether clear why, but on June 3rd, there were violent clashes in Hama, and more than 60 people died. By the next week, the security forces were gone.
Wow. And Hama, it's a very sensitive symbol there, I understand. There was an uprising there in 1982. The government crushed it in what still is seen as the most brutal crackdown in the Arab world. So does that history explain the dynamics there now?
I think in part it does. Certainly the residents of Hama are well aware of the historic symbolism of their town. An older generation witnessed bombs dropped by the Air Force to crush what then was an Islamic revolt. Now there's a younger generation. They're on the streets demanding democracy. And the video showed this huge crowd in Alassi Square, which matches another symbolic image, and that is of Tahrir Square in Cairo, where a mass of people ousted an autocrat. In talking to people in Hama, they are also following the Cairo script. Here's what they were doing. There is this discipline on the street with these young committees cleaning up after the protest. They say they've scrubbed the anti-government graffiti from the walls. They make banners in protests and posters instead, some with a great deal of humor. So after the nationwide crackdown on protests and dwindling numbers, Hama residents say they hope to re-energize the movement with this mass of people that turned out for hours.
Mm-hmm. Well, after that rally, the provincial governor was dismissed. So the government, they didn't give any reasons for why he was fired. Is that related to the protest?
Susan, there's lots of speculation about why he was fired, because the government didn't say. He's the third governor to be dismissed. When the news broke, some here said it was concession to the people of Hama. But by today, the opposition was saying he was dismissed for supporting the mass protests. They say that he actually gave an official license to the protesters in Hama. But those numbers were huge. So Syrians spent hours denouncing the government there, calling for the end of the regime peacefully, and they were uploading their videos. But in talking to residents this morning, they say it's an ominous sign that the governor was sacked, and they worry that the security forces will come back.
Thanks very much. NPR's Deborah Amos in Damascus. Thank you.
Thank you.